In the southern French region of the Camargue, bullfighting has been a favorite sport for centuries. While the Spanish-style corrida is widely practiced, the most popular version of the sport is that traditional Camargue bullfight where man and bull match wits and both live to fight another day. Eleanor Beardsley has sent us this report.
Pascal Maillon, like his brother and his father before him, is a rancher. He breeds black long-horned Camargue bulls for the traditional bullfight known as La Course Camarguaise. Maillon's 400 bulls are raised in the open on hundreds of acres of flat Camargue scrub and marshland. Fences, he says, would curb the bull's wild instincts. On this morning, Maillon is rounding up some of his best young fighting bulls to compete in a neighboring village.
Our goal is to make fighters that are well known and that the big arenas will ask for. Unlike Spanish bulls, which have to be aggressive, a Camargue bull has to have lots of intuition to anticipate what the men are going to do. A good one learns every trick and it becomes a game for him too.
Everyone seems to have shown up for the afternoon's entertainment in Redescent, which, like many small towns in the Camargue, has its own bull ring. Today's match will pit eight of Maillon's young bulls against a group of up-and-coming Course Camarguaise bullfighters known as raseteurs. Maillon says the survival of the sport depends on finding talented bulls and keeping young people interested.
C'est bien de faire participer les jeunes, quoi. Sinon, il y a beaucoup de personnes âgées qui sont là des journées dans les écoles.
If we don't try to get the young people to participate, there will only be old people at the bullfights. So we go into the schools and teach them about the bulls, and we bring them to the Course Camarguaise. In this way, we keep up the tradition with the young and get them to love the bulls.
Maillon's bulls start in the small rings, and the best ones go on to fight in front of crowds of thousands in the grand Roman arenas of Arles and Nîmes. After years of successful fights, they'll earn a reputation and their own name. As a metal gate slides back, trumpets announce the first bull. Out runs a massive black creature who seems stunned to find himself alone in the middle of a ring surrounded by all these people. Just like a cartoon bull, the beast paws the ground and snorts. Immediately, the nimble young raseteurs, all dressed in white, jump into the ring to join him. The raseteurs begin to call out to the bull, trying to coax him their way. The goal is to get close enough to the animal to remove a series of small ribbons tied to his lethal-looking horns. The bull rushes one raseteur after another as they crisscross the ring in front of him. Half gymnastics, half daring do, many of the raseteurs narrowly escape being gored by leaping over the sides of the bull ring, and sometimes the bull follows them. During the intermission, several local boys climb into the ring with a fake set of horns to act out their own version of the sport. 9-year-old Marc-Antoine Charmasson says he wants to be a professional raseteur.
You can't be scared when you find yourself in a difficult situation. You have to know how to get away from the bulls. And if you don't, you're gonna get gored. But if you want to have a big career one day or another, you'll have to take a bit of horn. If you don't, you're not a real raseteur.
Rancher Maillon says he is pleased with several of his bulls and thinks a few have the chance of a big future. But he says he's equally happy about the enthusiastic attitude of the young people in the crowd. He says that's the most positive sign for the future of the Course Camarguaise. From PR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.